I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Pressure continues to build on Christians in Tajikistan. In the latest encounter, officials burned more than 5,000 Christian calendars. They also told parents not to bring kids under 10 years old to religious meetings, a broad category that could include church services. Open Doors USA's David Curry tells us.
The incident you're referring to, that's a signal to us that Tajikistan may be going in a more radical direction. Certainly, we've seen a lot of that, a lot of really difficult things happening in Central Asia, and Tajikistan is in that way falling in line with this radical agenda.
Here's how you can help.
Share these stories on social media so that the Christian church wakes up here in the West to what's going on, and then be people of prayer.
And Bibles for the World is moving forward this year with a new project in Southern Asia. They aim to become partners with Christians in the countries around India. In one country, the ministry's adopted 5 unreached people groups. John Bodidi tells us.
We really have taken a leap of faith. There are geographic obstacles to reaching them. There's political obstacles as well. The UUPGs around the world, they are still remain unengaged and unreached for a reason. And we have to systematically and methodically work through the reasons why the gospel hasn't been able to get to them.
Want to help spread God's word throughout Asia? You can give to Bibles for the World and pray for new believers. If you want to know more about this story or others from today's broadcast, go to missionnews.org and find your place in the story. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So you can join us here on our social media network or find us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.